Maseches Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6:6. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of the aris, the hanging kerem, the hanging vineyard. And as we've seen, there are two basic halachas. Halacha number one is that you can't plant within 6 tefachim of an individual vine. And number two, you can't plant within 4 amos of a kerem, a halachic vineyard. The aris is this phenomenon where if you have 5 vines, they're planted in a straight line, and they're draped over something which is 10 tefachim high, that thing over which they're draped is called an aris, and it is like a transported, has a din, as if it were a kerem all to itself, meaning that one can't plant within 4 amos of the footprint beneath the aris. So again, if you have a gazebo, you have 5 vines turned over the gazebo, so you can't plant under the gazebo, nor within 4 amos around the gazebo. That's like a avodas hakerem, the work area around the vineyard, even if it's far away from the trunks of the vines. This mission will emphasize that although the aris is to a great degree just like a kerem, there are certain differences, and this mission will focus on one of those differences. And that particular difference is the question of the pesek, the break within an aris, or as the mission says, piske aris, breaks within an aris. So this halacha would be analogous to the case of the karachas akerem. Maybe we'll remember back to the fourth parak, first mishnah. We said that if you have a vineyard and there's a patch, a clearing within that vineyard, so let's say you have, you know, vines on the left and vines on the right, but you have no vines in the middle anymore. So we said, although the usual rule is, the vines on the left would constitute one vineyard and on the vines on the right would constitute a second vineyard. And normally one would say, okay, so just distance yourself 4 amos from each of the two karam, the two vineyards, and you can plant between them, no problem. The karachas akerem is more strict. And we said you needed to have a total of 16 amos, according to Beis Hillel, between the most extreme edges of the vineyards on the left and right. So you'd have to have between the extreme edges of that vineyard, those two vineyards, a total of 16 amos in order to plant anything there. And if you did have 16 amos of clearing, then you just have to keep whatever you plant 4 amos from both the vines on the left and the right. So the karachas akerem, a clearing in the middle of a kerem, requires 16 amos of clearing, or one may not plant there at all. Here we'll have the piske aris, the breaks in an aris, and we'll see 16 amos aren't required. So the picture to draw in your mind is you have a total of 11 vines, and they're, let's say for argument's sake, you know, spaced, you know, 4 or 5 amos apart, each one to the next, and they're draped over a wall. So since that wall is 10 tefachim high or more, and you have 11, which is more than 5 vines in the row, so the wall becomes an aris, and that being the case, one wouldn't be able to plant within 4 amos perimeter around the wall. So if there's a break in the middle, that is to say, let's say the middle vine is removed, so now you have vines on the left and vines on the right, but no 5 vines on the left and 5 vines on the right, each constituting an aris, but no vines in the middle. So the question is, can you plant in the area between the two groups of 5 vines? Again, remember, the 5 vines themselves don't constitute a kerem, but the wall is a kerem around where those vines are draped. So the question is, can you plant before the wall between the two sets of 5 vines? So if the halachas of an aris were exactly the same as a generic kerem, the answer would be you need to have a total of 16 amos between the vines, you know, the break in the middle. But here the Mishnah says that's not the case when it comes to an aris. Piske aris, breaks in an aris where you lost that middle vine or vines. Shmona amos fa'od. The requirement is 8 amos and a bit. Meaning that if you have 8 amos and an extra 5 inches, so then you could plant, you have to, in the middle 5 inches, right? You have to leave 4 amos to the left and 4 amos to the right, according to the Bar Tanura. But those middle 5 inches, you could plant with whatever grains or green you want between the two rows of vines. This va'od, according to the Bar Tanura, means and a sixth of an amma. And a sixth of an amma is the same as a tefach. So in other words, 8 amos va'od, 8 amos and a bit, means 8 amos and 1 tefach of space is required. That's the Bar Tanura's pshat. The Rambam's pshat is the va'od is not 1/6, but 1/60 of an amma. So if you assume for a second that a tefach is 10 centimeters, which is a little bit large. It's probably closer to 9 centimeters. But in any case, if you assume the tefach is 10 centimeters, so according to the Bartanur, you need a full 10, you need 4 amos to the left, 4 amos to the right, and 10 centimeters in the middle, one tefach. But according to the Rambam, you need just a tenth of a tefach, meaning just 1 centimeter in the middle to plant, as long as you have, again, 4 to the left and 4 to the right. The Shulchan Aruch paskens this like the Rambam, so the Va'od Lahalach is not like the Bartanur, it is 1/10 of a tefach, 1/60 of an amma. And just so you shouldn't get nervous, you might think now, says the Mishnah, that this va'od, you know, this extra fudge factor of and a bit applies elsewhere. No, do not be nervous at all, says the Mishnah. V'chol mido shamru hachamim bakerim, all the times that the chacham gave measurements in a kerim, and there are even gear cells that take the word bakerim out. So when you have midos, measurements given by the chacham, ein behem va'od, there's no fudge factor, an extra little bit required, chutz mepiske aris, with the exception of breaks in an aris. When you have a break in an aris, then you do need to have not just 8, but 8 and a bit. And again, the bit is either a tefach or a tenth of a tefach. Fine. Now, we haven't defined what piske aris are. I did in the Hagdam, but here I didn't read it yet in the Mishnah, which the Mishnah now defines it, elohen piske aris. What constitutes a break in an aris? You have an aris, you have your hanging kerem, shecharav memtso, that was broken in the middle. And v'nishtaru bo chamesh kafanam mekan, v'chamesh kafanam mekan. You have left 5 vines draped over the wall on the left and 5 vines draped over the wall on the right. In yesh sham shmona amos, if you have just exactly 8 amos between one vine and the next, you know, the 2 extreme vines on the left and right, so the closest ones to each other, there's not only 8 exactly, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't plant at all in the area between those vines and next to the wall. Shmona amos fa'od, if you have 8 amos and a bit, again, 1 tefach according to the Bartanura. So then, nos lo kadei avodaso, you have to give the vines their work area, which according to the Bartanura again is going to be 4 tefachim around each side, and then you have that 1 tefach or more in the middle, vizorei samosa, that 1 tefach or so in the middle you could plant. The Bartanura speaks out 2 interesting points. Number one, we had previously seen that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held that the 5 vines do not constitute 5 vines draped over a pergola do not constitute an aris, and that being the case, he would just require 6 tefachim distancing from each of the 2 vines on either side. The second thing he points out is that since this Mishnah is pointing out the difference between an aris and a generic kerem, the difference here being the difference between a piske aris and a karach sakerem, the Bartanura speaks out there is another difference as well, and that is if one has a bona fide aris, you can't plant beneath that pergola or in the 4 amos perimeter around it, just like a kerem. But in a kerem, if you did plant within 4 amos around the edge of the vines that's been planting grains or greens in the avodas akerem, the work area of the kerem, what you planted becomes asar bahana. It's kidesh, has to be destroyed and burned, and it has impact on the vines as well, as we discussed previously. However, if you plant, you also may not plant directly beneath the pergola, which has the 5 vines read on it as an aris, nor may you plant in the 4 amos perimeter around the footprint of the pergola. But if you do, please add the Bartanura, so then what you plant is not asur bahana, is not forbidden to get benefit from. You don't have to burn the grains or greens, provided that they're 6 tefachim away from the directly beneath the aris. So there's another difference as well.